the octave day today of St. Hugh of Lincoln is a wonderfully timed, I think, for this visit, that you were both able to celebrate the feast day last Friday and the solemnity of that feast day on Sunday, but also the octave day in that time, kind of bookending that wonderful patronage of our church here. But it also, this year, by providence, allowing it to happen this way, happens to fall on the Friday following the secular holiday of Thanksgiving. And I think that tie-in there is what I want to talk to you a little bit about today, is that Thanksgiving that we owe. There are three types of prayer that man can offer and is due to offer to God. There is the prayer of adoration, where we pray and honor God purely because he's God and he deserves that prayer and he deserves our honor and our love in that way. So, you know, we lift our hearts, minds, and souls up to him in adoration. Remember, that's the definition of prayer, lifting of heart, mind, and soul to God. And then there's the prayer of petition. The prayer of petition is the thing that God wants us to do whenever we have a need in our life. We have something that we need, we should turn to our Heavenly Father. He is the good Father, and he desires us to ask it of him. He desires us to persevere in that prayer. He desires us to trust him, that he's good on his word, that anything we ask of the Father through him, he will give to us. And so we come to him as children, looking for the goodness to be shown out of him, like the true and all-good Father that he is. And then there's the third prayer, which is the prayer of thanksgiving. And when we think of the three reasons for prayer, the adoration, the petition, and thanksgiving, I'd wager that thanksgiving is the one that gets used least frequently, at least amongst most of us, anyways. I say that because it goes perfectly in line with what human nature is. We realize God's much greater than us, and so we come and we adore him. We come and we give honor to him when we make that act of the will to recognize that his supremacy there. We spent 40 hours doing just that a couple of weeks ago for the 40 hours devotion of adoration that we had here. And so we come and we adore him both physically in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, and even in our own home prayers that we know that we, you know, we're reminded of his image by looking upon things like the crucifix and offering prayers, because we know there's a duty for us to pray. And we know, and we certainly turn to him in times of petition, because that's, you know, the times we have no one else to turn to, even. But we also know that as a good God, he is there for us. But that thanksgiving, it's the easiest part for us to get to overlook. Why? Because our fallen human nature revolves kind of around us. And in life, it's so easy to get distracted by so many things that go on. It's so easy to fall into losing track of giving thanks for what's most important to us in our life, all the gifts that God has given us. I had that kind of meditative thought yesterday on Thanksgiving. You know, it's probably one of the only quiet days at St. Gertrude the Great. We have two morning masses that are well attended, and then that's it. Then everybody goes home, everybody has their family, you know, things that they're doing, and the church is quiet, the property is quiet, the streets are quiet, and we have time for prayer and get a little bit of relaxation. And we enjoy a nice meal together. There's actually all five of us this year. And I was thinking that because I was not one of the ones scheduled for the two public masses there. I had a private mass that day. And when I came down before the bishop's mass, which was the second mass at 9 o'clock, there was a realization that he had no server for that mass. There's a lot of people there, but there's nobody that could serve the mass. So Father McGuire and I served the mass for him, and it was this really peaceful mass. And it was there that I, as I was serving, I was realizing I hadn't just served the plain low mass in a really long time. It was just serving that mass that I had these kind of thoughts of all to be thankful for. Here I am, I'm a priest myself, and I get to make this great preparation for my own mass by serving the mass of my own bishop there. And I'm serving it alongside of a fellow priest, and we're all here working for that common goal that's reflected in bringing the sacraments to the people that were immediately there. But that whole goal is everywhere that we go. We get the opportunity to bring the faith and the sacraments to people all over the world. And that is what causes the distraction for us so oftentimes. We're running one way or another, and it's busy, and we can lose sight of just how great of a blessing that is for ourselves. But in that moment, it all kind of came together in one simple low mass there, quiet, for me to see and reflect upon. And with St. Hugh's octave being today, me being able to come here, I think it's important that we all take the time to have that same reflection, that same prayer of gratitude for all the blessings God has given us. We live in a time where so few people have the true faith. We live in a time where so few people have access to the true sacraments. We live in a time where so few people have a pathway for salvation laid out to them. We've answered that call to grace to be here now. We have that legitimate and easy means of saving our soul at our grasp. And we have a haven where we have regular sacraments here when so few do have that. St. Hugh, the church, St. Hugh, provides that for all of you. And it's a wonderful blessing. And I know that you know that. I know you don't take it for granted. And I know that you have many other blessings that come to you in your life. And those are the things that the secular holiday of Thanksgiving, tied in with our own patronage of St. Hugh, can bring us full circle to have that good prayer of Thanksgiving. Not just today, not just yesterday because it was the secular day of Thanksgiving, but it should be something that we try to focus on as often as possible, you know, as often as we can, to give a little time to thank God for all the good things that we have. To thank him for all the crosses that we have at times, because those too are means of us saving our souls. Thank him for all the graces that he gives us to be able to carry those crosses. Whatever other things we can think of, they're there for us. And it all kind of, you know, the sacraments, they fall physically under this roof here of St. Hugh. But all of the ability to work to save our soul for you all here, you know, kind of wider scope than the physical building, it really falls under the fact that you have St. Hugh. You have this church body, and that you are able to take that out into your life, and when you run into the trials of day-to-day life, the graces that you gain from your sacraments here are able to help you carry through fighting that good fight against temptations. The fact that the instructions that you get from sermons and things and talks and things like that on the faith are there to strengthen you and root you firmly into the ground so that you don't waver when it seems the whole world is against you and all that you do here in the practice of the faith the way it's supposed to be practiced. And that you don't think of spiritual growth as a thing that I'm happy with now, but something that I continually can grow off of, you know, becoming that tree firmly rooted in the ground, yet ever growing higher because it's watered by our acts of devotion and love of God, but also that we're thankful that we continue to grow that tree in our lives, and it's fostered by this little sacred garden here at St. Hugh. So much to be thankful for, and just that little word that I wanted to talk about is a little bit of a meditation for me, and I hope it is helpful for you all as this time kind of just all comes together in one nice little tidy package on the octave day of St. Hugh of Lincoln. May God bless you.